Hey, Alex. So I've
Hey,
got
what's up?
Chris Wasserbach on the line. He said all he said was that he was returning your call.
Yep,
So putting
him.
him through. Merci beaucoup.
Oh,
Talk to
yeah.
you later.
Bye. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good. I was just calling in regards to the outgoing email issue. I think you're having a problem with a spam house was blocking it. I'm pretty is what was going on.
Yeah, it was saying my IP address is suspect, I guess.
Yes. So this is like the problem. Are you running like an email server out of your house or something, or?
No. I use HostGator for my
Oh.
business, and
Okay.
sometimes I sit down at the
Yeah.
computer and I go to do email going out. HostGator's out in California somewhere, so I
Yeah.
assume
So what they're trying to do is they're trying to look in and see your IP, but they're probably seeing our. Okay, so this is happening. So, because I just looked at the first part of that ticket right now. I couldn't see it earlier, but I'm seeing it now.
I did the thing with Spam House, like the last time. Oh, geez,
Yeah.
probably 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was reaching out to you a couple of times. I don't know what happened. It was like it wasn't. I don't know if it was my assist my my calls weren't going through, but it was like it wouldn't. It would just ring and it wouldn't stop ringing. Like there was no. It didn't lead to a voicemail. This is the first time today where I got a voicemail. The last time I'd call and it would just ring. I don't know if it was probably something on
My
our end.
phone?
Yeah, I was call. I called you on the. Let me see. The third. The 26th, the
Hang on a minute. Let me
22nd.
take a look because that's kind of weird too. Although right now I'm on Wi-Fi calling, so it might be.
I mean, it could have been on
Let's see.
our end because it was just ringing. Like it didn't really, it could
Oh,
just
wait a minute.
be.
Did you? I know I called you guys at about 8 o'clock.
On the third?
Yeah, no, I don't see anything. Missed calls.
Yeah, I mean. Hey, it's neither here nor there. We're here now. But what was I
Okay.
gonna say?
So in any event, what can be done so I don't have to worry about this anymore?
So there's really, being that it's looking like you're using I'm guessing like a third party that basically hosts, I'm guessing in the cloud, like a email service via cloud, which is what I'm assuming, right?
What, my email server?
Yeah, like the email service that you're using, like the you said, what was it, HostGator to run that email service for yourself?
Yeah, HostGator does that. Yep.
So essentially, what they're trying to do is they're basically trying to see your public IP, which is obviously not static, but it's also not necessarily yours because
Yeah, I'm sharing an IP because I don't need a dedicated IP for myself, that's for sure.
That's where this issue gets a little complicated. You might for this instance, because what they're seeing is a public IP shared amongst customers because it's you're under what's called a CGNAT. So basically, there's a double network address translation happening on your network.
Why is I mean, it didn't do that before. I never got the spam house thing before with, Spectrum. Oh, excuse me,
Spectrum
WG.
doesn't use CGNAT. They have enough
Oh.
they have enough IP addresses to go around.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
They have enough IPv4 addresses to go around.
Okay.
So the only reason we use CGNAT is because there is a lack of IPv4 addresses in the entire world. We've actually used up all of them already. A lot of people know that, but most IP addresses that you will now get here going forward, no matter where you go in the world, are probably recycled IP addresses. They just cycle locations in which they're used.
Oh,
So
okay.
all of North America gets assigned like maybe like I think it's like 10,000 blocks of IPv4 addresses, and of those select
Right.
IP of those IPv4 addresses, different companies buy them out. Spectrum is one of the largest purchasers of those. So they obviously have a a large amount, and then all the other smaller ISPs will get what they can, and then they do what's called a CGNAT, which basically divides up those addresses into further smaller addresses to then give out to customers. So your public IP is actually owned by us. Your private IP is yours, though.
Oh, okay. That's,
you see what I'm saying?
That's my IP on your network.
Under our network, exactly. So Spamhaus is seeing that this email's getting sent out to the internet from our public IP, and then when it tries to reach back, it's not reaching you as a customer, it's reaching us. So it's like, oh, this looks kind of weird, and just flags it. So the only way to really circumvent that would be to...
Would a VPN work? Because I was thinking about doing that anyhow. Like if I went with Nord or one of those companies.
Nord VPN.
And did a VPN via your ISP.
It'd be hard to even set that VPN up because you wouldn't have a dedicated IP for that VPN to actually look at and mask. It'd be masking what's already masked because you're already hidden from the outside network. It's kind of like a double-edged sword. Like you're protected immensely from the internet itself just because you're double natted, but at the same time, because of that double net, you're also the rest of the world is protected from you, I could say. So it's like kind of like a double edged sword in that sense.
Oh, so VPN wouldn't work via your fiber service?
Not the fiber itself, but just the way the IP addresses are distributed, it wouldn't work. If that makes sense.
No. I'm an above average beginner.
Oh no,
I'm kind of getting what you're saying here. So
basically, it's like, so think about your home network. When you get an IP address, you get a public IP address put on that your service. You get a public IP address given to your what would be your modem or your ONT, whichever you're using.
Right.
Then from there, it would get divvied up into other private IP addresses that are only localized to your home network, right? Just basically giving each individual device that can connect to the internet an IP address. What CGNAT does is, like, imagine that instead of just that one layer, you have another layer on top of that, which is us, basically distributing that amongst customers. So we have another layer distributing that public IP amongst different customers. Each of them get their own designated subnet of that public IP. And then again, once it reaches the home, it does the same thing I just explained before. So that's basically what's happening.
Is the IP that's triggering this my IP with you guys, or is it your public IP?
Our public, it's our public IP, which is why the VPN wouldn't work. Because it'd be looking for that IP address when you're trying to do anything outside, like going outward.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't know if I would assume that the VPN wouldn't work very well because of they don't want to make a DNS for that either. Correct.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
So basically, you could, there's one or two things you could, if there's a way that it could be set up via IPv6, which is addresses we give to you, those are yours. IPv6 addresses are automatically distributed, and you get like a whole bunch of them to your own service. If there's a way that on their side they can set that up, that would be great. Then you wouldn't have to worry about even having a static IP because IPv6 is natively static already.
Right.
Or you can...
Now, would there be any disadvantage to the IPv6?
IPv6, is, like I said, it's natural. It's natively static, meaning that anyone that knows your IP address can just look that IP and look at anything that IP address is connected to.
No, but is there any disadvantages as far as my day-to-day life on the web?
No, not really. I mean, most web services actually use it, like Netflix, Google. Like, you'd be surprised that all the majors actually use it because, one, it's cheaper because there's so many of them. IPv6 has enough IP addresses to basically distribute every cell in the human body in the entire world.
Literally. Okay. I've looked at it and I was like, wow, that's a lot of digits there, you know, as far as how it's laid out and all. So.
No, exactly.
I'm trying to understand how mathematically that gets to be huge. Is it possible to keep both or no?
You automatically get distributed both. It's just a matter of, I guess, that hostgator allow, like, instead of looking at your IPv4 address, they use your IPv6. I don't quite know how that setup will work from their end, because I know they're probably trying to, you know, use the basic SMTP servers.
I'm because I have it on my phone and my laptop and my home computer. So
I mean, I would say your best bet would be the static, just because it's the easiest of the options. But if they know how to,
if they can handle IPv6, you can give me an IPv6 address.
You already have one, like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's already on. Like, if you go into, do you have one of our routers?
Or do you have your router? I have the fiber router you guys put in, whatever that is. My routers are Ubiquiti.
Ubiquiti.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have one of our routers.
I have your ONT. That's it.
I mean, in that sense, you can always just go on. Like, I don't know if you know how to go into your actual router's interface, like log into your router. Yeah, and all you have to do is, if IPv6 isn't already turned on, usually it's automatically turned on most routers, but if it's not, you just turn it on, and then you can also look and see what that IPv6 address is.
Oh, okay.
And
that's distributed from your end via the ONT.
So
my router's already should have already read it. Okay.
Exactly.
I will try that when I get back, and hopefully that's solved. And it hasn't been like annoying yet. It's only happened a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, it's not telling me right away that it hasn't sent the email. It takes a while for them to churn whatever spam house is doing out there. It takes them a while to churn it back to me, which can be annoying. Yeah.
I could see that could be a little frustrating.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'll look at that when I get back to the house. And we'll see.
No problem. If you have any questions, you know, you can just call back and ask for me. Cool. I'll use Alex, and I'll be more than happy to help. Okay.
Okay, Alex. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
All right. Bye bye.